everyone. It's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You programs that help you lose weight by eliminating emotional eating. Now, before we go any further, I just want to offer a special welcome to those of you listening in for the first time. Make sure you go to iTunes and click on the subscribe link. Just take a search for Wendy Knight Agard. Remember, Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T and Agard is spelled A-G-A-R-D. Look for the show and subscribe, because you want to make sure and subscribe, because you never know what kind of goodies our subscribers are going to receive from time to time, and you'll also be the first to get any new content that comes out. So on to our reason for being together here today. We have a special guest, and I love his name. So right off the bat, you got to love him, because anyone with a name like Dr. Vibe is someone you got to be interested in talking to, right? So, Dr. Vibe, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Vibe, but before I do that, let's just make sure he's on the line. Are you there, Dr. Vibe?
I am here, blessed, highly favored, and a magnet for miracles.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And as I said, you could tell from the name, he says music has always been his first love. Dr. Vibe is the host and producer of the Dr. Vibe Show, and he's been a self-podcaster for the past 6 years, and he's done about 1,000 internet broadcasts. So we're talking to a pro here, folks. He has interviewed people from all over the world. And he says the music moves him, but doesn't define him. And he seeks to create a positive image for black males through compelling and hard-hitting interviews on his show. He has gotten into the minds of black powerhouses such as Keith Ford, the deputy chief retired of the Toronto Police Service, Michael Pinball Clemens, he's a football hero up here in Canada, Senator Dawn Meredith, ESPN Radio's Freddie Coleman, and actress and producer Robin Givens. The Dr. Vibe Show was the winner of the Best International Blog category and a finalist in the Best Podcast category at the 2012 Black Weblog Awards. And there's more. I could go on. I'm just giving you guys a taste of what this man has achieved. So definitely, you've got to check out his site at www.thedrvibeshow.com. And from there, you can access his interviews and podcasts. And the other thing that, you know, he says on his site, and I love this tagline, he says it's a show for the education, empowerment, enlightenment, and encouragement of black men and those who love them. And I love the "and those who love them" part, because then we women get to have a say and get involved in the conversation. So again, welcome, Dr. Vibe. It's so great to have you here.
Wendy, it is an absolute pleasure to be on your show and be on the platform with you. It is really, really nice. We haven't known each other for a long time. We've just had some conversations over the last few weeks, and here we are. We're recording on your show, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some of my journey and other people's journeys through me. And don't take it for granted, and I receive that huge time. So I don't take it for granted, and I appreciate it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, you mentioned in your bio, and I was, you know, reading your site and listening to some of your previous recordings, and you do mention that, you know, music is your first love. So how did you take this from this love of music? How did that evolve into a talk show where you were talking about these issues that you'll address, that you address? How did it get from music to a talk show?
Well, and we only have a certain amount of time, so I'll give you the edited version. For back in university when I had hair, I used to do a college radio show, and I loved college radio. And even further back, my father, who's of Jamaican heritage, is a huge lover of music. He has, I would swear, at least 20,000 pieces of music, vinyl, in his home.
Wow.
And I was raised with music. So it just was a natural extension that I used to do college radio shows, university radio shows, really enjoyed it. And then when I got out of university, I said to myself, looking around and, you know, being based in Toronto, I said, you know something, I'm not seeing a lot of stories about black Canadian men. The ones I was seeing was either athletics or, unfortunately, crime. And I said, there was no platform that was there on a regular basis that I could just hear black men from Canada talk and share about themselves. So I had this idea. It took a number of years to get going. Then I just started to do a show, a podcasting show, about 6-7 years ago with a gentleman we used to just co-host. And the first show we did, was via my laptop just at my dining room table. And the first show we did, we talked about Michael Vick. Oh. And if people remember Michael Vick being arrested for the dog issues, and that's the first podcast we did. And it just went from there. So it went from music to subjects of Black men just being able to speak and share about whatever issues they wanted to on a platform freely.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what was the initial reaction to the show in the early days, and how has that changed over the years, if at all?
Well, the initial reaction was really wonderful because people said, "You're kidding me." A show about Black men,
yeah,
like Toronto, like, come on now. And they were just going, and I just said, you know, I just kept on going, and it was received with open arms right from the beginning, but it's only grown to larger audiences and worldwide audiences as we've gone on, and it's just been a wonderful journey. I'm as excited now about what I'm doing as I was the first show that I did, and I think that's very important to keep that excitement going, because if you as a host is not excited, how do you expect your audience to be excited?
Yeah. And are you finding that Black men and women are more open to the conversations now than they were before? Or has it been pretty constant?
Well, that's two things I wanted to share there. First of all, I started the show just from a Black Canadian man perspective. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, the internet is worldwide. And one of the things I've found out with my conversations, I don't call them interviews, I call them conversations with Black men and those that love them, is the challenges that Black men face around the world, a lot of them are the same.
Yes.
So Black men are wanting a place to speak, because I always grew up hearing, Black men don't talk, Black men don't talk. And I said, nuts to that. You just provide them an environment to talk and they will talk.
Yeah.
So they really liked it. Black women really liked it because they said, well, our men don't talk, we don't hear them. Well, so here's a place you can go to and hear them talk and share what's on their minds, and it's more important, what's in their hearts.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So then just to grow, the interest has actually got bigger over time, because if you think about Blacks, Black women have been more progressive in regards to their involvement online, blogs, etc., than Black men. But Black men we're making some waves. We're starting to catch up to you, Black ladies. But hey, you know, much respect to the Black women out there doing outstanding things in regards to the blogosphere, online stuff. I've had a number of Black women come on the show and talk about not only Black men experience, but Black women experience.
And well, that's interesting that you said that the women were sort of online first. I didn't realize that.
Well, I wouldn't say online first, but they've been more proactive.
Ah, okay.
Online, if you go out there and look at the number of Black online sites out there that are programmed by an individual, there's a much higher rate of sites that are programmed by Black women. And I'm just using North America here, but I'm pretty sure it's common worldwide that Black women more than Black men. But Black men are starting to catch up. We're starting to make some waves too.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. And, you know, I've listened to a few of your podcasts and your interviews, and you've tackled some issues that our community really hasn't typically been very open about, right? I mean, I listened to the one on depression and suicide, had a couple conversations around that. How do you decide on the topics you want to explore on the show?
Well, this is very interesting. At the beginning, when the show first started out, it was me driving the ship. I was hosting it, thinking topics, etc. But one of the great blessings that I've had is that there's a number of core people that have been on this show that are on regularly. And one of the unique things we do each month on the show is we have a roundtable of Black men and we have a roundtable of Black women.
Mm-hmm.
They come up with the subjects. I don't. So I let them own the show. I just provide the platform.
Okay.
And the blessing is, too, especially with these roundtables, these individuals have never met each other face-to-face. So I've been blessed to say, okay, I think that this person would be a good fit for this, this, and this. And it's just been a real blessing. One of the things that our Black Men's Roundtable is called Dr. Vibes Allies. We've been doing it for a year and a half. And the core members, one gentleman's in Memphis, another gentleman is Virginia, another gentleman's Indianapolis, another gentleman's in Oakland. They've never physically met each other before.
Yeah.
And I was the joining, the connector in bringing them together, and we get together once a month, and they bring up the subjects. I just provide the platform and steer the ship.
That's nice. And the fact that they haven't met probably makes the conversation a little bit more spontaneous, because nobody really knows what anyone else is going to say or ask, right?
True. It's very, very true with that. And, you know, and a quick, you know, here's the blessing of having, making sure your net works. And not, you know, people talk about networking. I always like to say, make sure your net is working. These guys like to give, they say, you like to give Dr. Vibe homework. And one of the homework projects they gave me about, I'd say about 6-7 months ago, is they're saying, Dr. Vibe, this thing you do with us, we should get the ladies too doing this. So it was a core group of ladies that I had. When they put down that idea, within 5 minutes, I had 4 ladies who I wanted to do this. And by within 24 hours, they all committed and we made it happen. And they all said yes and bought into it.
You know, it's so exciting to hear you talk about their willingness to participate, because I really think that these conversations have to be happening more and more and more in the Black community. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's emotional eating, whether it's depression or suicide, it's all related to the same thing, right? It's all about raising our consciousness and having us all live a more conscious and aware life and really explore our internal world in a way that serves our external world.
Absolutely. You know, we really need to start sharing and caring for each other. That may be something that we've lost in our heritage, in our journey. Mm-hmm. So I'm just using the digital airwaves to make it happen. And that's what I've been trying. That's what I am doing. It's been a blessing to do it. And I continue with the support of the people wanting to come on the show and the people who are listening to this show to keep on walking.
Yeah, that's excellent. So tell us about the Good Men Project. I was on your site and I saw that, and I know it's a project that you're really excited about participating in. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, it's another interesting story. At the beginning of the year, I said that one of the things I want to do to give back to the core people who come on this show is once a month, we have a mastermind. So we get together on a Saturday afternoon, and the first time we had it, I didn't know how it was going to go because, you know, we're just going to talk and see what's going on with each other, how we can help each other out. It lasted 6 hours.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And we continue to do it once a month on based on people's ability, just sharing each other what's going on, whether it's personal, online, etc., and providing help and support for each other, because that's what I feel the Black community should be about. I don't know if it's always about that anymore, but we try to do that. We do that, bottom line, the core group of individuals. And during the first conversation, there is a lady named Marie Roker-Jones, outstanding lady, who is the host. Well, she has her own site based out of New York called Raising Great Men, which is all about helping mothers, whether they're single or married, raising their young men or young boys to be men. And she said, Dr. Vibe, you should check out this thing called the Good Men Project. I go, never heard about it. So I said, you know what? I always say, if something you're interested in, go for it. The worst thing you're going to get is a no, but as long as you get a no, you know where you stand.
Yeah.
The Good Men Project was started a few years ago. It is one of the most visited men's websites in the world. They are averaging over 1.2 million page views a week.
Wow.
That's right. Wow. 1.2 million page views a week. I am saying that.
Yeah.
So one of my mentors said, always try to find a need and fill it. Don't find a need and kill it. So I noticed that they had nothing on their site about podcasting. So I just sent an email out to them saying, hey, I'm Dr. Vibe, been doing this, etc. If you ever see the need for podcasting, I'm here to help. So I didn't get answer for a little while. And I said, you know what? I don't mind, because at least I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I sent it out. The only person you control the best at times, in my opinion, is yourself. And even then, we can't even control ourselves at times.
Yeah.
So they came back to me and say, hey, you know what? We'd like you to host one of our Google Hangouts. I go, wow, this is amazing. So I hosted their first Google Hangout. They really liked it, did another one until then just recently they came to me and said, you know what? We want you to be the permanent host and co-producer of our Google Hangouts for their premium members every month. So I've been doing that now for the last few months on the Good Men Project. And in the near future, I'll have some increased responsibility in regards to their online presence. But I don't want to share that yet until it becomes absolutely official. But it is in the works. So here's a guy, Black Canadian man from Toronto, mm-hmm. helping grow one of the most viewed men's websites in the world. And it's all based, and I want to stress this to your audience, everything is based on relationships.
Yeah. This is because, so important.
Because they don't know who I am, but we've communicated with each other, either email, but we have had phone conversations. And I always said to them, and I always like to say to people, how can I help you?
Yes, as you said to me when we first connected.
Yeah, just how can I help you? May not be today, maybe somewhere down the road. How can I help you?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And here you go. And so it's been amazing. They are incredible individuals, and they're asking me to help them increase the number of Black men's articles or articles that are submitted by Black men on there. And I'm encouraging as many Black men as I can to get stuff on there. They've been very, very, very helpful. And I want to give a big shout out to Lisa Hickey, Joanna Schroeder, and Cameron. Oh, why am I forgetting Cameron's last name? I'll remember it in a minute. But Cameron at the Good Men Project, thank you so much for everything you've done for me and everything you continue to do for me. It's appreciated, not taken for granted. I have to give them a big shout out.
Oh, no problem. And that, you know, you make such a strong point about the networking, because as you said earlier, you know, I think part of what people like you and I are trying to do is to bring our community together so that, because each of us has something special to bring to the conversation, don't we? Like, we've all got life experiences, training, whatever it is, online skills, whatever it is. And the more that we can be open to these conversations and sharing the knowledge with each other, the more we raise up the entire community.
And it's a great point you make, Wendy. And something, though, I have learned along the way is when I was young, I wanted to win the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize now, as long as you get the right people, that's the key.
Yeah.
When you get the right people, those people can influence others that you will not be able to reach. And it's been part of the blessing of this show that when I've been able to develop a relationship with the right people, and also something that we mentioned earlier on today, the importance of credibility and profitability.
Yes.
So when you're out there, you're hustling and all that, it's so much easier if you have either credibility or profitability. If you have both, it's great.
Yeah.
But I firmly believe if I wasn't doing my show for as long as I have been and had some credibility with winning some awards, mm-hmm. I don't know if the Good Men Project would have taken me as seriously as they would have. And you know what? I just remember Cameron Conway. That's the gentleman I want to say a big shout out to. Him especially from the Good Men Project. He was the first person that reached out to me. And I believe it, our first conversation was he was in Singapore at a cafe. And I was here in Toronto, we were speaking via Skype, and he said, we love what you do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, shout out to Cameron Conway.
Yeah, he's a man. Cameron's a man. He's a man. He's a good guy.
Okay, so tell me what the biggest surprise has been. Like, what's the biggest surprise you've experienced since you started this whole endeavor?
Wow. The biggest surprise? No,
yeah.
You know what? Every moment is, every show is a surprise because I learn something that either about life or about someone that a lot of times they say, you know what? I've never had the opportunity to talk about this or share about this before.
Ah.
You know what? I want to make sure I get Cameron's name right. Cameron Conaway. I hope I've made that right. I want to make sure I get Cam's name right. But yeah, but it's just every experience. And people saying, wow, you're Dr. Vibe? I'm going, yeah. And I'm saying, oh, wow, I've heard about you. So it's really nice when you can make a positive impact on someone just basically through your voice. And I'm doing more Google Hangouts these days, but just through your screen, your smartphone, your tablet, if I can get someone to think positive, whether it's about me or more importantly about what we're sharing about, that's always a surprise. I continually get surprised in a good way. You know, I expect everything, but I always love it. Like surprise, like you wanting to have me on your show. That's a surprise.
Well, that's great, because again, I just think it's so important for all of us to support anyone in the community who is having these conversations that help us raise our vibration, raise our consciousness, evolve, improve as human beings. And it's nice to know that, you know, you're feeling surprised on a daily basis on your show, because that means that new and exciting things are happening. It means that people are participating. It means that people are coming openly to the conversation. Because if it was predictable and people were just, you know, playing a role, there'd be no surprises.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, it's very important too, is that, as I said, if I'm not excited, how can I expect my audience to be excited and interested?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I'm a firm believer that the speed of the group is determined by the speed of the leader.
Yep. I'm with you there. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's already been 20 minutes, Dr. Vibe.
I have some more time if you want to share. It's up to you. It's your show. I got some more time.
Okay, well, yeah, I was trying to keep it to 20 minutes. So I got a couple more questions for you. But
sure.
But for those people who want to, you know, have to move on after 20 minutes, let me just remind you all, the site is www.thedrvibeshow.com. And if you go there, you'll see his Facebook links, his Twitter links, podcasts, everything. The site is jam-packed. You can spend hours on that site. I know, because I have.
Well, you know what's really wild? Sometimes people say, man, there's so much content on there. I said, and?
Exactly.
So I just say, I find it interesting. People say, there's so much stuff on there. I said, well, I'd rather be dead than bored.
Yeah, exactly. Because people will find what they like, right?
Absolutely. When I've done with so many different conversations or so many different types of posts, they'll find something that'll at least keep their attention. So you have more questions, so I'm stealing your thunder. So go ahead.
No problem. No problem. So I asked you about the biggest surprise. Now, what's been the biggest disappointment along this journey?
No disappointments.
None, eh?
No, because, and people say, well, is there someone who said no to an interview and all that? So I don't. It's not a disappointment because I reached out.
Yes.
So the disappointment is that I haven't done more.
Okay.
That's my disappointment. That's my biggest disappointment. I haven't done more. But you know what? Each day we just step by step. Like someone told me, yard by yard, hard, inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So there had disappointments, you know. People say, well, didn't win this award, didn't win that award. I don't matter. It's as long as my audience is happy with what I'm doing,
yeah,
that's fine. Like like a traditional online person, I wish I had more people giving comments. But you know what? That's up to them, not up to me. I can only control myself.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And it sounds like you've had a wonderful reception from the community. So that's the key, right, is to get that reception so that the conversations can happen in the first place. As you said, you provide the space, but people have to be open to participating and having the conversation.
Absolutely. And for me, as I said, I guess one of the things that I want to do more is I want to get more Black Canadians on the show. Like my show is based out of Toronto. 75% of my downloads are from the United States. And obviously, that's where most of my guests are from because they're more willing to accept my invites. So one of my goals is to increase the number of Canadians on the show. It's making some small steps. But again, especially with Black men, as I said, I've interviewed Black men in Japan. I interviewed a Jamaican man living in Japan. And you would think the concerns that he has are no different than someone in Ottawa where you live, Toronto that I live, New York, there's some common core challenges that they all have universally.
Yes, Yes, and that's an important thing for us all to understand too, because again, that brings us together when we understand that the challenges are ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we need to look at, start definitely looking at as a community, let's stop looking at our differences and let's start with our similarities.
Absolutely.
Because when we start with our similarities, it builds a stronger foundation. We are all different.
Yes.
There's something that makes each one of us different, but there are certain core things that are we have, and if we can start with the things we have in common,
mm-hmm.
that would move us further ahead than where we are today.
Oh, I hear you on that one. Amen to that. So what has the show done for you personally?
It's made me crazy in a good way. What has it done? It has allowed me to learn about other people's experiences, not only to improve myself, but most as important, improve others.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's
there.
Okay.
It's made me very good, I would think, at relatability.
Ah, okay.
Because you have to remember, most of the people that I have for conversations on my show, I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be able to make them be relatable to them and make them feel comfortable with them, A, most of the time, never speaking with me before or never seeing me before.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to – relatability is another key core for people. Being able to be relatable to people. It's made me improve my relatability, improve my listening. Because if you listen to one of my conversations, mm-hmm. if you take conversations 100% of my show, I only impart 10% of it. I let the other people or people speak. I don't interrupt them.
I noticed that in the ones that I've listened to.
Yeah.
Your guests are doing most of the talking for sure.
Oh, yeah, because it's their show.
Yeah.
I'm just steering the ship. So it's made me just really more and more be a good listener. Some people think, well, why don't you interrupt them? I was told when I was growing up, don't interrupt people. It's very rude. And other people say, well, why do you hardly say anything? Because I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening to them. So when I respond to them, I've listened so I can respond back to them and address what they've said. And that's, to me, a form of respect.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing that I take from that is that when you give, you receive. Because, you know, people say that, oh, it's cliche or whatever. But I think we all really need to take that to heart. Because when we're giving to others, we're receiving. You're giving by creating this space and by providing this platform for people to have the conversation. But the reason I asked what it did for you personally is, you know, I'm always trying to remind people, when you give, you receive. You'll get something out of it by giving to others. And so, you know, that's the way the world is supposed to work.
Well, the world that you and I walk in, at least.
Yes.
Right? Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm always looking for, because, again, it jacks me up when I can get that information and share it with somebody.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I'm almost to the point now, whenever I'm in a conversation with someone, I'm always thinking of either something I've heard or someone that I've met that can help them, and then they can help each other.
Yeah.
It's become a natural rhythm for me now. We spoke earlier on this evening. I gave you about two or three people that I felt that could help you.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that. It's just like in our conversations. You keep giving me leads and people I need to talk to that can help me, and it's fantastic.
Well, if I realize, Wendy, if I want to grow, I've got to help other people grow.
Yeah. And this is, again, this is the message, right? This idea that, well, there's only room for one or two of us at the so-called top, or whatever that means. You know, that old idea, we've all got to let go of. We've got to create this network of equality where there's room for everyone to shine. Because, as I said earlier, we've all got our own way of shining, and so we're not competing with each other. On the contrary, the more we help each other, the more we raise up ourselves.
Well, you know, as I say to people, I don't want to compete against you, I want to help complete you.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I don't want to compete against you, I want to help complete you.
Yep.
You heard it here, folks, from Dr. Vibe. That's a great quote. Make sure you quote him when you repeat it.
Oh, my.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Vibe. I so appreciate it. I know that we could continue chatting for hours.
We will.
And I know we've got lots more to talk about, you and I.
So we got lots to share about. As I share with people, I don't talk to people. Uh-huh. I share with people, because a lot of people, when you talk, it's one way. I like to share almost like a verbal arm in arm walking down the road together.
Nice. So again, one more time, everybody, please check out the drvibeshow.com. Are there any other ways that you want people to keep in touch with you, Dr. Vibe, that I haven't mentioned?
The best way is to go to the website, and also I'm on Twitter at drvibeshow. Also, if you go to the Good Men Project and you put in dr.vibe, you'll see about probably 15 to 20 of my online conversations that are on their site also, and more to come. But yeah, if you want to email me, it's info@blackcanadianman.com if you want to email me. So love to hear from you, and hey, maybe we can get you on the show. You know, also, one other thing I want to promote, I have just started a weekly roundtable show of black men. Mm-hmm. That's on every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called Do You Know What Time It Is? And basically, I just look at, if you watch a lot of Sunday television, a lot of times you see shows that have panel discussions, their half hour, the Meet the Presses, Face the Nations, etc. And we have our Canadian versions also. And I said, you know what? I just took that idea and said, instead of having just have a group of black men, they talk about five different subjects in half an hour, stories that we've seen online, bang. And we're going to about the fourth episode coming up this week, and we've had men on from all over North America already. And next up, having some men on from England, etc. So I've had conversations where I've had men from U.S., Canada, England on the line live at the same time.
Wow. And you know they're interested when they're willing to call in at, you know, 2 in the morning London time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The gentleman from England is just absolutely outstanding. He says anytime, and a lot of times it's 2 a.m. in the morning, but he is as committed and fired up to come on the show anytime.
Well, again, that's a testament to you providing that space for the conversation, you know, that safe container where people can come and interact and engage with each other.
There you go.
Yes. Well, that's a good way to wrap it up with a little testament to what you're doing for the community. Really appreciate, again, you coming out and talking to us today, Dr. Vibe. So I hope you, the listeners, have appreciated it. Please support him and his work. It's all amazing stuff, and we can all benefit from it. Until next time, keep in touch with me as well. Wendy Knight Agard here. Search for What's Eating You. Now remember, that's What's Eating with just the letter U. Search for that on Facebook or Twitter at What's Eating You. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show. Peace, everyone.